In focus today, America's Islamic thinkers. Many Islamic scholars in the United States believe they can promote greater understanding between the Muslim world and the West. VOA Slatika Hoke recently attended a conference here in Washington examining the influence of American Islamic scholars on intellectual activity in the Muslim world.
The conference titled Muslims in the United States, Influence and Innovation found that few works by Westerners have been translated into Arabic in recent years.
Every year, fewer books are translated into Arabic in the whole of the Arab world than are translated into Spanish in Spain.
Philippa Strum is director of U.S. studies at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars here in Washington. She says only a small Arab elite reads and discusses new Western works. Most other Muslims are confined to traditional Arab scholars, especially when studying issues pertaining to Islam.
As a result, although many aspects of Western thought and culture are quickly sweeping across the Arab world, few Muslim thinkers outside of the Arab world have any real impact upon Arab Muslim intellectuals.
One of these few is Sayed Hossein Nasser, professor of Islamic studies at the George Washington University and a world-renowned authority on Islamic science and spirituality. Iranian scholar Gholam Reza Avani, says Professor Nasser, is widely read in Iran to a large extent because he is Iranian-born and understands the spirit of that culture. Mr. Avani says Professor Nasser is admired in Iran for teaching Iranian culture in the West as much as he is for teaching Western culture in Iran.
I think he has been very successful in conveying the spirit of Islamic culture, Oriental culture, Western culture, and so on. Of course, man is a being, he's not God, but he's divine, has something divine in him. His soul, his spirit, no doubt, is divine. I blew into him of my own spirit. This is found both in the Bible and in the Quran, and that is very great.
Analysts say messages such as Professor Nasser's about the sanctity of human life could go a long way in deterring violence perpetrated in the name of Islam, especially suicide bombings. Other American Muslim scholars have found pluralism and equal rights for women to be part of Quranic vision, concepts that make Islam compatible with democracy. Unfortunately, most observers say these ideas do not reach many Muslims. Tamara Son, professor of humanities at the College of William and Mary, cites some of the reasons.
Continued American military presence in Afghanistan and Iraq, reports of widespread abuse of prisoners by U.S. military personnel, continued stalemate in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, declining standard of living in many places in the Muslim world are among the major factors contributing to growing hostility towards America and therefore undermining the influence of all scholars here, whether they're Muslim or not.
Professor Son says that in Pakistan, instead of reading, most people listen to and learn from their religious leaders. Cassette recordings of their sermons are distributed throughout Pakistan and parts of Afghanistan. Professor Son says Western scholars who are hoping to reach Pakistanis with a message must consider the modes of communication most utilized by the masses, word of mouth and cassette recordings. At the other end of the spectrum are Islamic countries where the works of Western scholars are widely read and discussed, Indonesia and Turkey, for example. Ibrahim Kalin, professor of Islamic studies at the College of the Holy Cross, says the influence of American Muslims is a relatively new phenomenon.
The influence has always been from the heartlands of Islam, that is, like anywhere from, you can say, the Persian world, Cairo, and partly the Ottoman world, to the rest, that is the periphery of the Islamic world. Now, in the modern period, you have a convergence of a number of influences coming from various sources, various corners of the world, and of course, Muslims in the West, European and American Muslim writers, scholars, intellectuals, and community leaders have been part of the story now for the last 30, 40 years.
Professor Kalin says innovative Islamic thought can only come from the West, where new ideas can be freely expressed. The United States, he notes, is a home to Muslims from some 50 nations, making it an ideal place for discussing Islam. Analysts say Islamic thinkers from the Muslim world must also be included in those discussions. For Focus, I'm Zlatica